The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
There's no greater healing for our own hurts than to alleviate someone else's pain.
On this special episode of Life Today,
there are some mothers and some children and some families where we don't have to sit around and say, oh, I wish I knew what we can do. We know exactly what needs to be done. And everything is in place for the arms of God, the hands of God, the love of God to be expressed. All we need is the ability to release that love and make sure the ones who are ready to give it are not empty-handed.
Next on Life Today.
Thank you for joining us on Life Today. This is a happy time of the year for a lot of people. The seasons, the holiday seasons, a joyous time. It will be a tough time for us. We lost our daughter a year ago, Christmas, right after Christmas. So we appreciate your prayers. But you know, there's hard times for a lot of people, children especially, those that are very, very hungry. And in this program, we're going to ask you to help them, help us help them so that they can have joyous occasions to look forward to too.
You know, right before I walked over here, I signed a card to a lady who just said, would you just write me a note of encouragement? I don't even know, listen to this, I don't even know what all the issues are she faced. But you know, I held that little card and that note. She sent a return envelope. And as I just prayed for the lady, I don't know her. I said, God, I want you to touch her. So, Betty, I sent her a page from your journal where Betty talked about how much it hurts to lose your daughter and to think about all the things our daughter would have been enjoying with her children. Next year, her daughter will have homecoming at her school. This past spring, her middle child graduated, and he gave the rose to Betty because his mother wasn't there. And we think about it, and Betty wrote, however, how God was lifting the load, and I sent it to that lady. So, you know, when we come on the air, we really are thinking, is there any way we could lift your load? It's why we're offering Christine Cain's teaching, moving past your past. Oftentimes the past is pain. And finding the healing, even through the grieving process. I want you to know something. There's no greater healing for our own hurts than to alleviate someone else's. There's not a person watching, not one, Betty, that wouldn't say, we know how we can make Robin well. Who wouldn't have done it? It didn't happen. She's well. God's got her. You've heard him say that. I got her. She's okay. She's well. She won. But here's what I want you to see. There are some mothers and some children and some families where we don't have to sit around and say, oh, I wish I knew what we can do. We know exactly what needs to be done. And everything is in place for the arms of God, the hands of God, the love of God to be expressed. All we need is the ability to release that love and make sure the ones who are ready to give it are not empty-handed. Tammy Trent is one of our missionary partners. I know she's a musician, a great singer, beautiful girl. Lost her husband. He drowned, and he was a swimmer. Hadn't been married long. Young. But the love of God is in her. She's reflecting. Listen to her. She's reflecting about something that you and I can address effectively. Listen carefully, prayerfully, and say, God, let me be the miracle in that person's life, in that child's life, in those children's lives. Let me be the miracle. You want a miracle? You can be a miracle. Get excited about that.
I once heard an analogy of somebody walking near one of those big water fountains, and a child was sitting on the edge of it and had fallen in. And his first response was to run over there and to rescue that child. Gosh, it's that same feeling that I had, you know, when I walked into a little village here in Africa. You know, I felt like I was seeing a bunch of little children sitting on an edge someplace or a ledge, and they were about to fall in. These children are dying because they have no food. Gosh, I felt like I just wanted to reach out to every single one of them saying, I'll rescue you, I'll help you, I'll save you. I'm looking back at all my friends saying, come quickly, come everybody, like, I help me, I need your help, we need to grab them, like, one at a time, I can't do this by myself, I'm asking you, come quickly. There's a desperate need, these children are dying right now, every 6 seconds we lose another one. That breaks my heart, because I can love them. I can love them deeply for moments, but and then I leave. So I think, you know, the challenge for me was, what can I do for them? And I love what I've learned this week. Life Outreach has a beautiful mission feeding program, and they have the means to go into so many of these villages and communities and set up this program by just giving each child one bowl a day, which produces life. It could change a future for every one of these children. That was the beauty of what I learned this week.
To God be the glory. Hi, we sure do love you, Tammy. And I loved you showing those bowls. And I hope you enjoyed watching that. Because, Betty, we have sat for years and years in many places, very dangerous places, a couple of them. The children were so hungry that, as they did in so many areas, they brought some kind of an old can, and you would put the hot porridge in, and the can would get so hot they couldn't hold it, and a lot of times they'd drop it. And it was very sad. And even something worse, children would come with some kind of a plastic bag. They were real flimsy, and you'd put the hot porridge in it, and it'd burn right through it. And then the little kids would fall down on the ground and start scooping up the soup in the dirt and eating it. And our viewers, yes, our viewers like you, said, "Let's give them a bowl. Let's give them a bowl." And we found out there were heat-resistant bowls that had little handles on them, and even had lines in them where you could apportion it based upon the number of children and the nutritional need, and you could fill it up to a certain line and give them what they needed. And when you said, "Let's give them a bowl," and we told the missionaries' response was, "No, we don't have money to spend on bowls. These children are starving. We've just got to get the food to them. They can carry it if they have to carry it in their hand. Well, it's too hot. And you have to cook it hot because a lot of the water you use to mix it had to be heated to a certain level to take care of any germs or impurities, because they don't have a lot of pure water. That's why we drill water wells. But you said, "Let's give them the bowls." You are absolutely the most fabulous people on the planet. And Betty, that isn't just something I'm saying to our viewers. That is what our missionaries say about the viewers all over the world.
Well, James, let me interrupt. When we see the bowls and we show you the children in line and holding their bowls, that means we have a program going there. They're getting fed on a regular basis. And that's what blesses my heart, because there were many times when we went over there and we ran out of food and I'd see the lines still there and it broke my heart. But when I see them with the bowls, I know they're being fed. They're being taken care of. And that's because of your continued support. So thank you so very much. We need you.
And I think those of you who've watched us for some time know that Betty started praying something in light of the lions. When the lions would still be there and we ran out, she began to pray and she asked our viewers, I mean, we really appealed directly to you. In light of what Betty said, she said, "I want you to join me praying that the line to feed the children will always be longer than the line needing to be fed." And with rare exception, we've seen that prayer answered. Few areas where they had a terrible crisis and they just came from so far, they might be short for a while. We don't want that to happen. So you have an opportunity to help us. I want you to listen to one of the most touching stories from a woman who is typical of those we're helping with love, where we'll give them the bowl and we'll be able to see what Tammy referenced. Listen to this woman's story.
Lucia's journey has been one of strength, immense strength. 3 weeks ago, her home was destroyed by rebels. In the dark of night, friends and family being cut down around her, she escaped with her life, 8 months pregnant and carrying her 3-year-old on her back. With no home, no food, no supplies, she began an unimaginable journey through mountains and ruthless terrain. Lucia has been strong. Her strength saved their lives. But we fear it can't help her this time, for it cannot produce food that simply cannot be found. And now, her hope is fading. No food, not just at the moment, none tomorrow or the next day, and no knowledge of where they'll find it anytime soon. But it's not just Lucia. Countless children across Africa are facing the same food crisis. It's a crisis from which we cannot turn away. It's one to which we must respond.
And we will, because I'm confident you want to. We see the need, and we can meet the need for so many. Let me tell you something that's happened. And Betty, this really is a miraculous answer to prayer. And because we pray this way, I think God hears. Others hear from God. He touches their heart, and they respond. We've had a group of people, a group of friends, we call them friends for life. Hopefully they'll be our friend for their entire life. But they're friends for the purpose of sharing the life and love of God and giving people life. Not just talking about how much God loves them, but showing them. These friends have said they will match anything you give this week, right now. In other words, if you said, I want to help feed 3 children for the next month, and I can give $30. Well, you'll actually be feeding 6. You may say, hey, I want to feed 10. I can give $100. No, well, you do. You're going to feed 20. $50, you're going to feed 10, not 5. If you can possibly give $1,000, well, you're talking about an impact. 100 children normally. Now it's 200. Whatever you can do, the impact and the effect is doubled. And it's doubled because God put it on the hearts of others to say, we know the need is great. As a matter of fact, we know that the missionaries are reporting that they're not only finding the lines growing in areas where there have been established centers, but they're finding many where we need to go ahead and establish a center. Now remember this, because see, we understand what freedom is and we understand responsibility. We're not setting up a system to keep people dependent. We're setting up an emergency crisis feeding to stabilize diets, save lives, get their little minds sharp because they can think, and then get the kids going to school where we'll put the feeding there. Because we want to show people in these third world countries and all over Africa that when they get healthy and they get strong, they're strong for a reason. Many of the people we have saved, we've taught them to farm, not only for their families and community, but some of them are setting up farms where they are not only feeding their family, but feeding the hungry in other areas. Beautiful. Love God, love your neighbor. That really is the only way it'll ever work. It never works to trust Pharaoh. Hey, we need to let our government know in the United States that, as my friend Sammy Rodriguez said, you may be our uncle, but you're never going to be our father. We are not going to depend upon someone else for our sustenance. We're going to depend on God. And we're going to learn to help people where there's a compassion connection that teaches responsibility. That's what we're doing where the missionaries work. So we're saving lives. We're being an answer to that mother's heart cry and her need. But we're also giving them a future. I'm asking you right now to dial that number. And people who've been blessed are going to enable you to bless doubly. Whatever you give will be doubled. Can you help us feed 10, now 20? Make that $100 gift. Could you make a $1,000 gift? Or the 30 or the 50? We want to send you Christine Cain's teaching to help you move past the pain of your past or some place that you've been stuck or hurt and move into triumphant living. And two books are being offered also. Please respond. Do what God put on your heart. Would you go to the phone right now and take your bank card and make the gift God impressed you to make, knowing it'll be doubled? Or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God put on your heart. Please do it. I'm praying there wouldn't be one person watching who wouldn't say, I am going to help, and thank God it's doubled.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. But our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need your support to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $550,000 end-of-year matching challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children will be doubled to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children will be doubled to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be doubled to help feed and minister to 20 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Christine Cain's powerful new teaching series, Moving Past Your Past, on audio CD, along with her book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request both the audio and video series. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Kids will be kids, right? Wherever you go in the world, there's certainly some truth to that. But it doesn't take long to discover something different about these kids. Oh yes, they are a little wide-eyed, a bit bewildered by our arrival. A rare occasion in an area so remote. But then you lock onto their eyes and you realize it's much more. If you don't look away, you get a glimpse into their experiences, the proverbial window to the soul. They'll let you look. It's a stare down you'll likely lose, because they're almost beckoning you to see them. Like Akun, Michael, and Rosa. Eyes which have witnessed things no child ever should. They've fled the cruelty of rebels attacking in the night, their villages ablaze. They've suffered the death of their parents and siblings. But one thing remains, starvation. Not an aching stomach, a crippling predator attacking them every day. Their gaze isn't easy to hold, because in it is a desperate cry for help. We pray it's one you won't ignore.
could I get you to come back to that that little child or that handout? It's empty, Betty. What goes on in your heart when you see a little child with a little empty hand like that?
You know, James, we just talked about the wars and all the terrible things they've already gone through, and now the great predator is hunger. These children are innocent. They can't help themselves. Their parents can't help them. They're devastated. They have nothing. But we can help them. We can make the difference. And our hearts should be leaping within inside of us right now because we have the opportunity. We have the way. We have the means to reach out and to make a difference in the lives of these children.
You know, the prophets in the Old Testament, and I think Jesus made it very clear that we need to plead the cause of the widow, the offering, the hungry, the poor. And we don't want to keep them dependent. That's really where systems of assistance break down. They really do. You don't enable people to just be taken care of. They'll grow up with a tremendous amount of resentment and a you owe me, and it's about time, and what are you going to do? Rather than thinking, what can I do? What has freedom afforded me the opportunity to do? So we really have to be careful when we're assisting the poor. We have to do it God's way in love. And that's these missionaries. See, we've never trusted any of the resources or the food to foreign governments or agencies. It's always by, and not just any mission organization. I mean, I've seen mission organizations that just create a whole community of beggars who look at every tourist, at every person, as though you don't take care of me. Not good. You can see that very typically in places like Haiti and others where the rich tourists or Americans come and they're going to give to us. Whoa, it's happening here in our own country. That's not what we do overseas. We give them love and life and a future. And by the way, in South Sudan, right now, they're doing everything to keep this new country that basically was founded on faith. Much of their heritage came from the missionaries who led them to Christ years ago. And it's a miracle that they're a new nation. But there are people coming in to disrupt them and keep them in chaos. The same way America was attacked when we were pursuing freedom and a solid foundation that we are, frankly, forsaking. By the grace of God, let's get back and restore it. Let's help those people. Right now, Father, I pray every person will say, I am going to touch those little children. I'm going to give them life. In Jesus' name, those eyes represent not only that child, but so many others. You look into their eyes, you see their need, and we meet it. Dial the number. Please, right now, take your bank card, make the best gift you can. It'll be doubled. It'll be doubled in its impact. Go online, lifetoday.org, knowing that what I give today, I give $100 to save 10 children. I want to save 20 children's lives. I'm going to give them food. $30, I'll help six. Whatever you can do, make that special love gift right now. You're giving life.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. But our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need your support to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $550,000 end-of-year matching challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children will be double to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children will be double to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed and minister to 20 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Christine Kane's powerful new teaching series, Moving Past Your Past, on audio CD, along with her book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request both the audio and video series. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children. And you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love.
This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, here are two children at school. This little guy's got the United States flag on. I want our country to always be known as a country that gives life to children like these, not only saving their life from starvation, but from malnutrition that keeps them from learning as they should. Everyone in the United States watching me right now, you have a chance to make a gift. And all our Canadian, Australian friends, United Kingdom, European friends, let's all help. Would you right now go to the phone or go online and respond and make the best gift you can possibly make? Please do it. Don't turn away. Do what you can to help.
Oh, you can't hear me cry. See my dreams all die. From where you're standing on your own, it's so quiet here, and I feel so cold. This house no longer feels like home.
I want to remind you, this is the last day, and I got to be honest with you. I'm praying that many of you will give $1,000, ask, in addition to all of Christine Kane's teaching, get the bronze. It's a commemorative bronze this year. Robert Summers, Brotherly Love, an older brother feeding a younger brother the food that love provided. Ask for it, knowing your gift will be doubled. Whatever you give, the impact doubled. On this last day, I pray there wouldn't be a single person. By the way, some of you have already given. Do it again. Double the joy. Double the impact. Thank you for doing it. Thanks so much for helping.
I want you to see these precious little ones with me that just wandered up the hill to see what we were doing. And this just reminds me again and again that for every single child we feed, that there are so many others that need the help. This is where we see our words go into action. This is where our love goes from words to deeds. Now that you've seen the need, we ask you to please go to the phone right now if you would. Just feel the prompting of God to act on what you've seen and act on what you've heard. I'm going to join you doing exactly that.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.